There was finally some good news this week on the opioid front in Massachusetts. The number of drug overdose deaths fell by 8.3% in 2017 compared with the year before. Data from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health showed that after climbing dramatically upward year after year since 2010, the opioid overdose death rate dropped for the first time in 2017. The number of confirmed and estimated deaths in 2017 was 1,977, down from 2,155 in 2016. Still, 200 more fatalities than in 2015. Governor Charlie Baker, who's made combating the opioid crisis a signature issue, said in a statement the report is, quote, encouraging news that gives us hope we are beginning to bend the curve of this epidemic. The report from state health officials did not say why fewer people died last year as a result of an overdose. Several statistics showed a drop in the number of opioid prescriptions written. The synthetic drug fentanyl was found in 83% of the overdose deaths last year. Dr. Peter Friedman, an addiction clinician and researcher at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield, said the state has done a great job getting the overdose-reversing drug naloxone into the hands of first responders and members of the community.
I don't think we know yet whether the number of overall overdoses, both fatal and non-fatal, whether there was a change, but certainly we're making a lot of progress in terms of reducing fatalities, which is excellent news.
For the trend to continue, Friedman said there needs to be more effective treatment strategies to reduce the number of people who are addicted to opioids.
But if we're really going to make big strides in terms of stopping this epidemic, you know, those are some of the things that we're going to need to really focus quite sharply on.
Northwestern District Attorney Dave Sullivan, a founding member in 2013 of the Opioid Task Force of Franklin County, said opioid deaths fell 60% in the county last year.
A lot of it has to do with, you know, people are really working together. You know, police are working with treatment providers, and we have a really good recovery community. So I think those are the things that add up and hopefully be able to turn things around.
Massachusetts enacted a wide-ranging law in 2016 that put limits on opioid prescriptions, provided more treatment beds, and promoted preventative programs to fight opioid abuse. Baker, last November, announced follow-up legislation.
This package takes a targeted approach to increase access to treatment and recovery services, strengthen education and prevention efforts, and in summary, we're requesting more flexibility to dispense Narcan, to approve new tools to detect fentanyl, and to expand access to medication-assisted treatment.
At a legislative hearing in January, Baker and Secretary of Health and Human Services Mary Lou Sutters called for the House and Senate to pass the new bill. It includes a controversial provision rejected by the legislature in 2016 that would give medical professionals and police the power to involuntarily send drug users who pose a danger to themselves or others to a treatment center where they could be held for up to 72 hours.
Involuntary treatment is and should be used only as a last resort. However, when used clinically appropriately, it can save lives and provide an opportunity to engage someone to accept treatment.
State law currently requires a court order to hold someone involuntarily, but the Baker administration argues the severity of the opioid crisis calls for a change.
Crises of addiction occur 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, not only during the hours when court is open.
The proposal is something that will give many legislators pause, according to State Representative Carlos Gonzalez, a Democrat from Springfield.
It's something that we have to have further discussion on. I know I've spoken to families that sometimes feel helpless when they can't mandate a hospital or a police department to lock somebody up against their will when they know they are facing some serious health concerns because of opiate addiction.
Another provision of the bill would establish professional standards for recovery coaches who help addicts stay clean after treatment. It's something supported by Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser.
But what I hope is that that's combined with more resources. We need more resources to get more of these recovery coaches into emergency rooms, and that needs to be part of the proposal as well.
The legislation would continue the state's crackdown on opioid prescription abuse by requiring all prescribers to convert to electronic prescriptions by 2020. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.